हरि हरि राम 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 हरि हरि। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा वृंदावन विहारी, राधा वृंदावन विहारी राधे। जय राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी, राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी। जय गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन, गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन। जय वृंदावन धाम जय वृंदावन धाम, वृंदावन धाम जय वृंदावन धाम। जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद, जय जय प्रभुपाद। जय जय गुरुदेव गुरुदेव गुरुदेव, जय जय गुरुदेव। निताई गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल, निताई गौर हरि बोल। कलियुग पावन श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो टुडे वी आर बिगिनिंग अ न्यू चैप्टर, चैप्टर नंबर 25, chapter is entitled as The Glories of Lord Ananta. Shri Shukha Vacha Tasya Mula Deshe Trimshat Yojana Sahasrantara Aste Yavai Kala Bhagavatas Tamasi Samakhya Tantata Iti Satvati Tiya Drashtr Drishyayo Sankarshanam Ahamiti Abhimana Lakshanam Yam Sankarshanam Iti Achakshate. Word to word meaning. Shri Shuka Vacha. Shri Shukadev Goswami said, Tasya, of the planet Patala, Mula Deshe, in the region beneath the base, Trimshat, 30, Yojana, 8 miles, units of measurement, Sahasra Antare, at an interval of 1,000, Aste remains, Ya, which, Vai, indeed, Kala, an expansion of an expansion, Bhagavata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Tamasi, related to darkness, Samakhyata, called Ananta, Ananta, Iti, thus, Satvatiya, the devotees, Drashtr Drishyayo, of matter and spirit, Sankarshanam, the drawing together, Aham, I, Iti, thus, Abhimana, by self-conception, Lakshanam, symptomized, Yam, whom, Sankarshanam, Sankarshana, Iti, thus, Achakshate, learned scholars describe. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, Sri Shukdev Goswami said to Maharaj Parikshit, my dear King, approximately 240,000 miles beneath the planet Patala lives another incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the expansion of Lord Vishnu, known as Lord Ananta or Lord Sankarshan. He is always in the transcendental position, but because he is worshipped by Lord Shiva, the deity of Tamogun or darkness, he is sometimes called Tamasi, Tamasi. Lord Ananta is the predominating deity of the material mode of ignorance, as well as the false ego of all conditioned souls. When a conditioned living being thinks, I am the enjoyer and this world is meant to be enjoyed by me, this conception of life is dictated to him by Sankarshana. Thus the mundane conditioned soul thinks himself the Supreme Lord. Purport, there is a class of men akin to Mayavadi philosophers who misinterpret the Aham Brahmasmi and Soham Vedic mantras to mean, I am the Supreme Brahman and I am identical with the Lord. This kind of false conception in which one thinks himself the Supreme Enjoyer is a kind of illusion. It is described elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.8, Janasya Mohoyam Aham Mameti. As explained in the above verse, Lord Sankarshan is the predominating deity of this false conception. Krishna confirms this in Bhagavad Gita 15.15. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto mattah smitir jnanam apohanamsha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. The Lord is situated in everyone's heart as Sankarsana, and when a demon thinks himself one with the Supreme Lord, the Lord keeps him in that darkness. Although such a demoniac living entity is only an insignificant part of the Supreme Lord, he forgets his true position and thinks he is the Supreme Lord. Because this forgetfulness is created by Sankarsana, he is sometimes called Tamasi. The name Tamasi does not indicate that he has a material body. He is always transcendental, but because he is the super soul of Lord Shiva, who must perform tamasic activities, Sankarsana is sometimes called Tamasi. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Stute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So today we are discussing, continuing this discussion on the cosmology section, we are discussing where the different planets have been located in this universe after completing the position of this subterranean planets. We are discussing where Lord Ananta, where he stays. So in this full chapter, the glories of Lord Ananta has been explained. And in this particular first verse, in the translation, few points have been explained. So we'll try to see that. So the first point in the translation that is explained is Ananta or Sankarsan is another expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. That is the first point is explained. Second point that is explained is Lord Ananta is transcendental. And he is worshipped by Shiva, who is the predominating deity of the mode of ignorance. Because Lord Shiva worships him, so therefore Ananta is also called as Tamasi. That is the point it is explained, second point. And the third point is explained this, Lord Ananta is the predominating deity of the false ego. That is the third point is explained. And the fourth point that is explained is, when the living entity thinks that he is the controller, he is the proprietor and he is the enjoyer, so दिस आइडेंटिटी इज मोर फ्यूल्ड बाय दिस डिटी ऑफ फॉल्स ईगो अनंत और संकर्षण. सो दीज आर द पॉइंट्स दैट इज बीन एक्सप्लेन. सो डिपेंडिंग, सो आई वॉज थिंकिंग दैट वील ट्राई टू सी अबाउट दिस identity of Anantashesh based on Chaitanya Charitamrita. So regarding the identity of Anantashesh and the activities of Anantashesh, second and third is qualities of Anantashesh. So based on Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami's description in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur speaking about the qualities of Ananta in Chaitanya Bhagavat, we'll try to see this. So in the fifth chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is explained. Sarva avatari Krishna swayam Bhagavan tahara dvitiya deha Shri Balaram. So, Sarva avatari Krishna swayam Bhagavan. So, Lord Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is the fountainhead of all kinds of incarnations. Like ete chamsa kalapumsa, Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam. Lord Krishna is the source of all the incarnations. From Him, all the incarnations come. So, Sarva Avatari Krishna Swayam Bhagavan. Tahara Dvitiya Deha Shri Balram. And Lord Balram is His second expansion. So, in one sense, there is no difference between Krishna and Balram. They both are one. But the only difference is only in terms of the complexion. Krishna is blackish blue in color. And Balramji is white in color. Then Kaviraj Goswami explains, Ekahi Swarupe Dohe Bhinna Matra Kai Adhyakai Vyuha Krishna Lila Rasahai. Ekahi Swarupe Dohe Bhinna Matra Kai. So this both Krishna and Balram, Ekahi Swarup, they both are one in identity, but Bhinna Matra Kai, they are only different in terms of the form. Adhyakai Vyuha Krishna Lila Rasahai. Why Lord Krishna expands as Balramji? So that there can be assistance in various pastimes. So that is the only reason that he expands. And then from Balramji, the another five expansions Kaviraj Goswami explains. Sankarshana Karanato Yashai Garbhodashai Cha Payobdishai शेषश्च यश्यांश्च कला सनित्या नंदाख्य राम शरणम ममास्तु. सो कृष्णा एक्सप्लेन्स एज बलराम एंड देन बलराम जी एक्सप्लेन्स एज दिस एक्सपैंड्स एज दिस फाइव काइंड्स ऑफ एक्सपेंशंस. सो फर्स्ट इज संकर्षण, दैट इज द फर्स्ट एक्सपेंशन दैट इज एक्सप्लेन. सेकेंड इज कारणशाही, सो दैट इज कारणोदक्षाई विष्णु और महाविष्णु, दैट इज द सेकेंड. देन द थर्ड इज गर्भोदशाई, गर्भोदक्षाई विष्णु. फोर्थ इज पयोबदिशाई और शीरोदक्षाई विष्णु. एंड द फिफ्थ अबाउट होम दिस एंटायर चैप्टर हैज बीन डिस्क्राइब्ड इज शेष और अनंता. ग्लोरीज ऑफ अनंता इज दिस चैप्टर. सो अनंता इज अनंत शेष, सेम लॉर्ड अनंता कैन बी कॉल्ड एज अनंत शेष. सो द फिफ्थ एक्सपेंशन शेषस्य यस्यांश्च कलाचनित्या. So this Anantashesh is explained as the fifth expansion that is coming from Lord Krishna. So Lord Krishna expands as Balram and Balramji expands as Sankarshan, Karanodakshai Vishnu, Garbhodakshai Vishnu, Shirodakshai Vishnu, and the fifth expansion coming from Balramji is Anantashesh. Nandakhyasha Rama Sharanam Mamastu. And then further he explains, अपने करेन कृष्ण लीला रसहाय सृष्टि लीला कार्य करे धरी चारकाय. सो व्हाट इज द रोल ऑफ अनंता? सो इट इज एक्सप्लेन्ड दैट ऑल दीज फोर काइंड्स ऑफ इनकार्नेशंस विच कम फ्रॉम बलराम जी, संकर्षण, कारणोदक्षाय विष्णु, गर्भोदक्षाय विष्णु एंड शिरोदक्षाय विष्णु, दे हेल्प द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड इन टेकिंग केयर ऑफ दिस मटेरियल क्रिएशन. So all the four incarnations, expansions from Balramji, they assist the Lord in administration of this universe, creation and administration, Purusha Avataras. But this Ananta, he engages in personal service of the सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, अपना करे न कृष्ण लीला रसहाय, सो ही असिस्ट द लॉर्ड इन पर्सनल सर्विस। सृष्टि अधिक सेवा तार अज्ञार पालन, शेष रूप करे कृष्णेर विविध सेवन। सो शेष रूप करे कृष्णेर विविध सेवन, सो दिस अनंत शेष ही इज असिस्टिंग द सुप्रीम पर्सनलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड वाइल रेंडरिंग पर्सनल सर्विस। कविराज गोस्वामी ऑल्सो एक्सप्लेन्स पर्सनल फर्दर दैट लॉर्ड अनंता एक्सपैंड्स एज द बेड ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सन ऑफ गॉडहेड। सुप्रीम लॉर्ड लाइक्स टू टेक रेस्ट, सो अनंत शेष इन हिज सर्पेंटाइन बॉडी, सो लॉर्ड इज टेकिंग रेस्ट। दैट इज द वन काइंड ऑफ सर्विस विच ही ऑफर्स। देन ही एक्सपैंड्स एज लॉर्ड्स स्लीपर्स, ही एक्सपैंड्स एज लॉर्ड्स पिलो, he expands as lord's chair. So all these personal needs which the lord has, ananta shesh is personally expanding and offering this personal service to the supreme personality of godhead. And then further kaviraj goswami is explaining, sei vishnu shesha rupe dharena dharani kana ache mahi shire ahena nahi jani. So, what activities he does? He says that Sei Vishnu Shesha Rupe Dharena Dharani. So, this Ananta Shesh, while sitting in the bottom of the universe, he is holding the entire universe on his hoods. So, Ananta has thousands of hoods, and in one of them, he is holding this universe. And he explained that Sei Vishnu Shesha Rupe Dharena Dharani. He is holding Dharani, Mother Earth, on the woods. Kana ache mahi shire ahina nahi jani. So although he is holding this such huge universe, which is explained as 500 million yojanas is the diameter, but for him it is like insignificant. He does not even come to know. Kana ache mahi shire ahina nahi jani. For him, he does not feel that he is holding something. It's like sometimes if some small feather is there on our head, we don't feel the weight of that feather on our head because it is very light. So it is explained that this universe is very light for Ananta Shesh when he is holding this universe. Sahasra vistirna yara fanara mandala surya jini mani gana kare jala mala. So this Ananta Shesh, Lord Ananta, has thousands of woods, and in every hood he has this jewels, and these jewels emit lot of light. So it is explained that how, as compared to the sunlight, the light of the sun is insignificant as compared to the light which is emitted by the radiant jewels on the each hoods of Lord Ananta Shesh. Sahasra vistirna yara fanara mandala surya jini mani gana kare jalamala. So the sun rays is like nothing as compared to that. Panchashata koti yojana prithvira vistara yara eka fane rahe sharshap akara. So panchashata koti yojana. So this one universe is 500 million yojanas in diameter. Panchashata koti yojana prithvira vistara yara eka fane. So amongst the thousands of hoods which Lord Ananta has, in that one hood, this universe, one universe is there. Saita ananta shesha bhakta avatar ishvara seva vina jani nahi jane ar. The supreme lord is explained that this 500 million yojanas diameter one universe, it is lying on one of the hoods of Ananta like a mustard seed. So we can't imagine. So as from our perspective, this universe is so big, but it's all based on subjective. So it's like very difficult to understand how it is that. So this is like one universe is compared to a small mustard seed. And then it is explained that how Seita Ananta Shesha Bhakta Avatar Ishwarera Seva Vine Nahi Janyar. So after explaining about this power of Lord Ananta, how is expansion of the Supreme Lord, and then how he is holding all the universes on his head, and he feels that he is holding it, he is doing nothing, But after that, he is explained about his mood or his consciousness. He always feels himself as the servant of the Supreme Lord. Saita Ananta Shesha Bhakta Avatar Ishwarera Seva Vina Nahi Janeyar. So that Ananta Shesh is the devotee incarnation of the Lord. So Ananta Shesh, he knows nothing but service. Other than service, he does not know anything. Sahasra Vadana Kare Krishna Gunagana Niravadi Gunagana Anta Nahi Paye. So another thing about Lord Ananta that is explained by Kaviraj Goswami is also, although Lord Ananta has thousands of mouths and continuously is glorifying the Supreme Lord with each of its thousands of mouths, but he has not come to an end to complete the glorification of the Lord. So which means that the Supreme Lord's glorification, the Supreme Lord's qualities are so unlimited that although Ananta with thousands of mouths has been trying to glorify, but still he has not come to an end to nearing completion of the Lord's glories, because the Lord's glories are unlimited. Therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that we can publish newspaper at every moment or every second, something of that sort he said. Huh? So therefore, there are so much of information, content, when it comes to glorifying the Supreme Lord, that in this material world, people, there are many newspapers are published every day. But Saraswati Pat said, every moment we can publish newspapers because the glories of the Lord are unlimited. Shanakadi Bhagavata Shuneyara Mukhe Bhagavanera Guna Kahe Bhase Prema Sukhe. So explained that the same Lord Ananta Sankarshan, he spoke the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam to Shanakadi, the four Kumaras. Shanakadi Bhagavata Shune Yara Mukhe Bhagavanera Guna Kahe Bhashe Prema Sukhe. And they in turn repeated in great love to their. That's how the parampara continues. And how Lord Ananta expands in different ways to serve personally the Supreme Lord. Chhatra Paduka Shaya Upa Dhana Vasana Arama Avasana Yajna Sutra Simhasana. So, Chhatra, so Ananta Shesh expands as Lord's umbrella, that is the one kind of personal service. Paduka, Ananta Shesh expands as the slippers of the Lord. Shaya, he expands as a bed, and the bed of snake which he sleeps. Upadana, Upadana is pillow of the Lord. Vasana, Vasana is the garments. Lord Shesha expands as the garments of the Lord. Arama, as the chair of the Lord. Avasa is the residence. Yajna Sutra. Yajna Sutra is the Upavita or the Brahman thread which we wear. So, he expands as the thread of the Lord. And Simhasana or the throne. So, these are the few things Kaviraj Goswami explains that how Lord Ananta Shesh, how he is personally serving the Supreme Lord by rendering these personal kinds of services. By expanding as the umbrella, as the slippers, bed, pillow, garments. Eta murti bhedakari Krishna seva kare Krishnera sheshata paye shesha netra dhare. He is called Shesha because he has attained the ultimate end of service unto the Supreme Person of Godhead. So therefore, Lord Ananta Shesh is teaching by his own example that he is always engaged in unlimitedly serving the Supreme Person of Godhead. And his greatest joy lies in rendering service to the Supreme Person of Godhead. So that's how it is explained. And in the Chaitanya Bhagavat also, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is explaining about the qualities of Lord Ananta. Ki Brahma, Ki Shiva, Ki Shanakadi Kumar Vyasa Shukha Naradadi Bhakta Namayara. So, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, four Kumaras, Vyasadev, Shukadev Goswami, Narada, they are all pure devotees of the Lord. Ki Brahma, Ki Shiva, Ki Shanakadi Kumar, व्यास शुख नारद आदि भक्त नामयार सबार पूजित श्री अनंत महाशय. सो ऑल दीज प्योर डिवोटीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड दे आर एंगेज्ड इन वर्शिपिंग लॉर्ड अनंतशेष. सबार पूजित श्री अनंत महाशय सहस्र वदने प्रभु भक्ति रसमय. ही हैज थाउजेंड्स ऑफ सर्पेंटाइन हुड्स एंड ही इज द रिजर्वायर ऑफ ऑल द मेलोज ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस. देयरफॉर ऑल दीज ग्रेट प्योर डिवोटीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड लाइक ब्रह्मा शिव शनक व्यासदेव शुकदेव गोस्वामी ऑल ऑफ देम आर एंगेज्ड इन वर्शिपिंग लॉर्ड अनंत. सबार पूजित श्री अनंत महाशय आदिदेव महायोगी ईश्वर वैष्णव महिमार अंत इह न जानाये सब. सो लॉर्ड अनंता इज आदिदेव. आदिदेव मीन्स ही इज द ओरिजिनल पर्सन. महायोगी ही इज द ग्रेटेस्ट ऑफ ऑल द योगीज. ईश्वर ही इज द कंट्रोलर. वैष्णव इज अ प्योर डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड. महिमार अंत इह न जानाये सब. सो देर इज नो एंड टू ग्लोरिफाइंग लॉर्ड अनंत. सेवन सुनीले एबे सुन ठकुराल आत्मतंत्रे ये न मते वैशे न पाताल. सो विद्नावंदास ठाकुर सेज दैट आई हैव ऑलरेडी स्पोकन टू यू सम ऑफ द सर्विस विच ही हैज एंडेड. नाउ आई विल टेल यू अबाउट द सेल्फ सफिशिएंट अनंत हु इज एग्जिस्टिंग इन द लोअर प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम्स इन द पाताल. श्री नारद गोसासी तुम बुरु करी संगे से यश गायन ब्रह्म स्थाने श्लोक वंदे. सो नारद मुनि विथ हिज तुम्बुरु विथ हिज वीना ही इज ग्लोरिफाइंग अनलिमिटेडली अबाउट द ग्लोरीज ऑफ लॉर्ड अनंत. मेनी वर्सेस नारद मुनि हैज कंपोज्ड इन विच ही इज ग्लोरिफाइंग लॉर्ड अनंत. श्री नारद गोसाई तुम्बुरु करे संगे श्री यश गायन ब्रह्मस्थाने श्लोक वंदे. सृष्टि स्थिति प्रलय सत्वादि यत गुण यार दृष्टि पात हये याया पुनः पुनः. सो व्हेन लॉर्ड अनंत ही ग्लैंसेस देन ऑल दिस थ्री मोड्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर दे इंटरैक्ट विथ ईच अदर एंड देन द क्रिएशन मेंटेनेंस एंड एनिहिलेशन of these material modes continuously manifest. Advitiya rupa satya anadi mahatva tathapi ananta haya kebu jese tatva. So this ananta shesh is glorified as one without a second. He is also known as ananta because he is unlimited. He cannot be understood. Shuddha sattva murti prabhu dharena karunaya ये विग्रह सबार प्रकाश सुलीलय. सो करुणाया ओनली बिकॉज ऑफ द अनलिमिटेड मर्सी ही इज एक्सपैंडिंग इन दिस वेरियस वेज एंड ऑफरिंग ऑल डिफरेंट काइंड्स ऑफ सर्विसेस. एंड देन ये अनंत नामेर श्रवण संकीर्तने ये ते मते केन नाही बोले ये ते जाने अशेष जन्मेर बंद छिंदे सेषणे अतएव वैष्णव न छाड़े कबूताने. सो इफ एनी वन एंगेजस इन चैंटिंग द नेम्स ऑफ लॉर्ड अनंता ये अनंत नामेर श्रवण संकीर्तने. एनी वन हु एंगेजस इन रिसाइटिंग अबाउट द ग्लोरीज ऑफ लॉर्ड अनंता और इन हियरिंग अशेष जन्मेर बंद छिंदे सेषणे. So all the impurities of all the sins that one has accumulated in millions of lifetime, chinde sehi shane, all of that will be immediately cut into pieces. Ataeva Vaishnava na chade kabu tane. So therefore, a devotee or a Vaishnava, he never misses an opportunity to glorify Lord Anantashesh. Seshaba I samsherara gati nahi ara, anantera name sarva jivera udhara. So therefore, he is also known as Shesha because he ends our journey in this material world. So therefore, it is explained that Lord Ananta, when he is there below, So when he is seeing that the living entity has been given sufficient opportunities to perfect his life, so this material creation is nothing but an opportunity that has been given for the living souls to re-establish their lost relationship with Krishna. So in spite of being given unlimited opportunities, when the living entity is not utilizing the opportunity to perfect his life, so Lord Ananta, he becomes very much angry, and finally he releases that the fumes towards the end. So that is the role of Lord Ananta at the time of Pralaya, that out of great anger that the conditioned souls have not gone back to Godhead and they are still rotting in this material world. So with that anger he releases the fire, and with that the entire material universes, it gets burned during that. So that's how we see that in Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat, we see that the glories of Lord Ananta has been explained. So we see few things which we have studied till now is Lord Ananta is holding the universes on his hoods. On one of his hoods, Lord Ananta is holding the universe. That is one thing that is explained. Second thing is, he is continuously glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead with his thousands of mouths. And the third thing that is explained about Ananta is, he becomes very much angry when he sees that living entities are not utilized the golden opportunity. And out of that anger, he destroys during the Pralaya. So, one thing I was thinking that, since Lord Ananta's, out of the different activities which Lord Ananta is doing, the most predominant, like Lord Brahmaji also explains that in the second canto, Nantam Vidamyaham, is that verse? Munyagra Jaste, Gayan Gunan Dashashanandana Adi Devan. So Lord Brahma tells that it is very difficult for one to speak about the unlimited qualities of the Supreme Lord. Even Lord Ananta, Gayan Gunan Dashashadadana Adi Devan, he is continuously glorifying the name, form, qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Person of Godhead. But till now, he has not come to an end, although he is continuously glorifying. So I was thinking that we'll also, in the lines of Lord Ananta Shesh, we'll try to describe about some of the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Rupa Goswami explains that there are 64 qualities of the Supreme Lord in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So out of that, he explains that the living entities, they have around 50 qualities, and that too in a very minute proportion. Lord Brahma and others, they have in full 50 qualities, and then Lord Shiva, he has around 55 qualities. All the other incarnations of the Lord, the Vishnu Tattvas, they have around 60 qualities. But Rupa Goswami explains that the four special qualities that are there only in Supreme Lord Krishna, which no other incarnations of the Lord they have. And Rupa Goswami gives a very beautiful verse to explain this four qualities of the Lord. In that verse, he explains that how the he has this Rupa Madhuri, Venu Madhuri, Leela Madhuri and Bhakta Madhuri. So these are the four main qualities of the Lord. And then he gives and references from the different verses. Jiva Goswami also writes in his commentary to substantiate these four qualities. Leela Madhuri, he gives certain verses. And then to elaborate on the Venu Madhuri, then certain verses from Bhagavatam he quotes. Then Rupa Madhuri, certain verses to substantiate that point. And then to elaborate on Bhakta Madhuri, certain verses. So I was thinking that we can discuss on that for last few minutes that we have, ending on a note of glorifying the beautiful qualities of the Lord. So while speaking about Leela Madhuri, he explains that Lord's pastimes are unlimited. Just like one cannot count the waves in the ocean, which continuously come and goes. So in the same way, one cannot count the unlimited number of qualities which the Supreme Personality of Godhead has. Like Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, Jivera Karane Asiya Prapanche Leela Koilo Suvistara. So in order to benefit the living entities, the Supreme Lord performs unlimited pastimes. So therefore, in the 10th canto, while speaking about Shukdev Goswami's glorifying the Supreme Lord's activities, he is speaking that Yena Yena Avatarena Bhagavan Haririshwara Karoti Karna Ramyani Manogyani Chana Prabhu. Yena Yena Avatarena Bhagavan Haririshwara. The Supreme Lord, he has taken various avataras. Yena Yena Avatarena Bhagavan Harir Ishwara. So as Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord possesses lot of qualities. As Hari, he takes away all the sufferings and sins. And as Ishwara, he is controlling everything. But the childhood pastimes which the Supreme Lord performs, they are the most attractive and they are the most sweet. Karoti Karna Ramyani Manogyani Chana Prabhu. They are very pleasing to the ears. Karoti Karna Ramyani and Manogyani. It is very soothing to the mind also. So therefore, he explains further that what are the different benefits one gets by hearing about the pastimes of the Lord. He explains that Yashinvato apaiti aratir vitrishna sattvam cha shudhyatya chirena pumsa bhaktim harau chat purushe sasakyam tadaivaharam vadamanya sechit. So he explains that Yashinvato apaitai aratir vitrishna. Apaiti is destroying. Arati. Arati is all the unattractive things. It destroys. Vitrishna. Vitrishna means the dirty things that are there in our mind. That gets dissolved. Sattvam cha shudhyati achirena pumsaha. So our mind or our heart that has lot of dirty impressions, that also becomes cleansed. Tat purucheja sakyam. One develops loving friendships with the other sadhakas, with the other devotees, and bhakti haro. It causes attachment and service to the Lord. So here it is explained that how by hearing about the Supreme Lord's qualities, about the Supreme Lord's pastimes, all these different kinds of benefits one gets. So therefore, Jiva Goswami quotes this verse when he wants to elaborate about the Leela Madhuri of the Lord, that when one engages in hearing about the pastimes of the Lord, these are the benefits which one gets. So therefore, even Kaviraj Goswami in Madhya Leela, he quotes this beautiful verse. Krishnera yate ka khela sarvotama nara leela Naravapu tahara swarupa Gopavesha venukara Navakishora natavara Naralila haya anurupa. Krishnera yateka khela sarvotara namardarila. So Krishna has unlimited incarnations, he has come, but amongst all that, sarvotama naralila. Naravapu tahara swarupa Gopavesha venukara. So when he is in the form of a Gopavesh and he is playing his beautiful flute, Naralila Haya Anurup. So they are the very beautiful and very pleasing to the heart. So therefore, Kaviraj Goswami says that Ye Lila Amrita Vine Khaye Yadi Annapane Tab Bhaktera Durbala Jivana. So when we eat grains, our body becomes very much strong. But anyone who does not regularly hear about the Supreme Lord's beautiful pastimes, name, form, qualities and pastimes, he becomes very much spiritually weak. Ye leela amrita vine khai yadi anna pane tab bhaktera durbala jivana. Yara eko bindu pane utfulita tanu mane hase gaye karaye nartana. So amongst all these unlimited pastimes, anyone who drinks just one drop, little bit of beautiful pastimes of the Lord, Utfilita tanu mane, hase gaye karaye nartana. one becomes spiritually rejuvenated. So therefore, Prabhupada writes in that purport that one should regularly read all the books like Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavatam and Gita. Otherwise, one will feel very much weak spiritually. That's what Prabhupada writes in the purport of this verse. So, these verses which when it comes to elaborating about Leela Madhuri, Jiva Goswami is quoting these two verses that we discussed. And then Rupa Goswami is speaking about Prema Priyadika Nikyam. So, he tells that about the Bhakta Madhuri. Lord Krishna is being worshipped, is being loved by his loving associates. So, there are different kinds of lovers of Lord Krishna. So, he speaks about three kinds of categories. So, one is the Sakyaras devotees, one is the Vatsalyaras Bhaktas, and one is the Madhuryas Bhaktas. So, Jiva Goswami, in elaboration to this three categories, so he is quoting three verses to speak about this Sakyaras, one verse, Vatsalyaras and Madhuryas. So, about this Sakyaras, he is speaking about the Ittham Satam Brahma Sukhanu Bhutya, Dasyam Gatanam Paradevatena, Maya Shritanam Naradarakena, Sakham Vijaru, Krita Punya Punjata. So, how fortunate are these coward boys? Krita Punya Punjata, like the Agyata Sukruti or the heaps and heaps of activities, Bhakti Unmuk Sukruti, which these coward boys have developed. Because otherwise, how is it possible that they are able to play with the Supreme Personality of Godhead? No one can get to that level to play with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These coward boys, what is their fortune? All they are engaged in this Sakyaras pastimes with the Lord. So, Jiva Goswami quotes this verse to explain that Aho Bhagyam, Aho Bhagyam, Nanda Gopa Rajokasam, Yan Mitram Paramanandam, Purna Brahma Sanatanam. Aho Bhagyam, Aho Bhagyam. What a great fortune this boys they have, because they are playing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, this is the verse Jiva Goswami explains to prove about the Dasya, about Sakyaras devotees. And then to when he is speaking about Vatsalyaras, he is speaking about the Damodar Leela verse. Nemam Virincho Na Bhavo Na Shir Apyanga Shamshaya Prasade Lebire Gopi Yatyat Parapya Vimuktida. Not even Lord Brahma, not even Shiva, Nemam Virincho Na Bhavo, not even Lakshmiji, the fortune or the blessing which Mother Yashoda got, that she was personally feeding breast milk to Supreme Lord Krishna, that fortune was not received by Brahma, Shiva or neither Lakshmiji. That verse he is quoting when he is speaking about the fortune of the Vatsalyaras gopis. And then about the Madhurya Ras gopis, when he is speaking about the verse, Jiva Goswami is quoting from the Gopi Geet, this beautiful verse. Atati yad bhavan ahanikananam trutiyugayate tvam apashyatam nalina kundalam shrimukham chaye jada udikshatam pakshmagradrisham. So, Jiva Goswami is quoting this verse to prove that how the gopis, when they are seeing that, my dear Lord, atati yad bhavan ahanikananam. Ahani is during the daytime. During the daytime when the sun rises, you go to the forest and we are unable to see you. Atati yad bhavan ahani kananam truti yugayate. For a moment, if you are unable to see you, then it appears like a yugayitam nimeshena. A moment without seeing you appears like a yuga. Because your face is very beautiful. Kutila kundalam shri mukham chaye. But the problem is Brahmaji, he has created one fault, that is the eyelids, because of which we are unable to see you constantly, because the eyes keep on blinking. So that is this verse which Jiva Goswami is quoting when he is speaking about the fortune or the fortune of the Madhurya Ras gopis, like that. So like this, we see about how when Rupa Goswami is explaining about the 64 qualities, so about the Leela Madhuri and about the भक्त माधुरी. सो लाइक दैट ही स्पीक्स अबाउट रूप माधुरी एंड वेणु माधुरी ऑल्सो. सो ऑलरेडी इट्स लाइक टाइम 9:05, सो विल स्टॉप हियर एंड विल कंटिन्यू. सो एसेंशियली टुडे वी डिस्कस दिस, बिगैन दिस चैप्टर ऑन द ग्लोरीज ऑफ लॉर्ड अनंत एंड वी डिस्कस फ्रॉम चैतन्य चरितामृत एंड चैतन्य भागवत अबाउट द आइडेंटिटी एक्टिविटीज एंड द things which Lord Ananta does. Essentially, we saw that many activities Ananta does. He is holding the Bhumandal on his heads and it is like a mustard seed. But the main thing Ananta likes to do is unlimitedly glorify the qualities of the Lord. Although Lord Ananta with his thousands of mouths has been trying to glorify the Lord, but it has not come to an end. So from that we also took that we can also try to glorify the Supreme Lord, unlimited qualities, and we discussed from the nectar of devotion, among the 64 qualities of the Lord, we picked up the two qualities, that is the Leela Madhuri and Bhakta Madhuri. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada ki Jai. Time ho gaya na? Patsa ka prabhu ko dekha toh main bola ki time ho gaya hai. Barabar.
हरे कृष्ण.
क्वेश्चन है मेरा.